Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is going to be a really interesting show because we have no idea where the show is going to go today. And the reason that we don't is because we had some technical issues before the show that we got worked out. But because we were spending our time helping doing that, we have done zero show prep. So wherever this show goes, it's Kip Branch's fault.
It's always my fault. Well, let me tell you where it's going to go. Our viewers or listeners are going to hear a sharp contrast this week. If you listened to us last week, you're going to hear Jason Bishop this week kind of go back against the grain this week. From last week, he was all for expanding Major League Baseball into a new playoff format. But he's going to try to convince you this week that when the NFL suggests it, it's not a good idea. So get ready, listeners. Here is coming today.
What do those two things have in common?
I mean, you're trying to generate excitement, correct? Last week, you was all for baseball expanding.
It's great for baseball.
Okay, but then you're going to tell us this week that the NFL wants to do it, and it's not so great.
I don't see how it would benefit the NFL any.
Oh, okay.
Baseball, I think there are tons of advantages to doing what they're proposing. I think what they're proposing is cutting edge, top notch, it's great entertainment, and it's going to help the game and attract a younger audience. The NFL, they've already got the younger audience. They're already doing things pretty well with what they are doing. What this situation is just a bunch of old men that want more money.
So you're saying that the NFL not trying to keep itself ahead of the curve.
Keep itself ahead of the curve, you mean make more money.
Well, that's what baseball is trying to do, too. But last week, it was a great idea for Jason Bishop to expand baseball. I'm all for it. I don't care what the purists say. But this week, he's an NFL purist. He don't want to change anything. This is what I deal with, people, on this show every single week. I want some consistency out of you.
I give you nothing on this show but consistency. If the truth be told, the model of consistency on this show sits on this side of the radio room.
I don't think our listeners probably would agree with that. But like you do, since you're a political operative, you'll probably manipulate the votes if you come up with some bogus Twitter question on the subject.
We probably will. We'll update our Twitter questions here shortly. But first, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. 7340.
He's shaking off the dyslexia early.
Yeah, man.
All right, so here's the updated Twitter questions. Do you like the new Major League Baseball playoff format? 81% of our listening audience says yes.
Well, that's fine. We'll get used to it. Everybody will get used to it if it passes. I think the Players Association has to pass it, right? In Major League Baseball as well?
I believe so.
Okay. Somehow we got to get wrestling into the fray. But, it you know, that's what we do on this show. Major League Baseball going to water down the playoff system even more and, you know, maybe get a team 10 games below 500 in the playoffs. They'll probably get hot and win the World Series.
Blah, blah,
But he doesn't want to do the same for the NFL.
Kip Branch, I still live in 1982.
No, I actually am excited about an extra season game in the NFL and an additional playoff team.
We're not talking about the NFL. We're talking about the baseball playoffs.
Well, it's both. I mean, if we're going to do it, let's do it and then make it work. We'll get the fans get used to it after a while. And it becomes just like, you know, it becomes part of the process.
The other Twitter question, will the Top Gun movie sequel be a box office bonanza? That is a word chosen by Kip Branch. Will the Top Gun movie sequel
be... Top Gun Maverick. Get the title right. There you go.
Will the Top Gun movie sequel be a box office bonanza? And 42% of our listening audience says no.
42% says no, which means 58% says yes. This is the political operative, Jason Bishop. He comes in here. 42% of the audience says no. Oh, like, you're good, man.
I'm just telling you what the poll said. I'm okay. I didn't manipulate the numbers at all.
Well, you're manipulating, but you're trying to do it in a subverse way. 58% says yes, that it will be a box office bonanza. I believe that. I do. I believe it's going to be, I'll say, $200 to $300 million at the box office.
We'll have another Twitter question going up shortly. Do you like the proposed new NFL format? We'll have that up shortly.
Yeah, we should have, you know, got to look that up. What would have been the seventh team last year in each conference?
Nah, we'll have to look that up. Which means Jason will have to look that up because Kip's not going to look it up.
I mean, you got
that's
the computer.
What Kip,
you got the computer.
He
right
proposes there questions, and then during the break, he says, "Hey, look that up, Jason."
I'm trying to think. Would that have made any difference last year? Who didn't get in on the last day? I know the Titans had to beat somebody to get in the playoffs, and somebody like the Steelers or somebody got left out. So
we'll find it. We'll find it in the break, and then we'll update you. In the second segment.
Wouldn't it help the Jaguars much?
No.
Maybe improve their draft stock. If they'd have had one more game, they might could have moved up a few more slots in the draft order.
Let me propose a question to you.
Okay.
If you're as good of a hitter as Barry Bonds was on steroids.
Right.
And you know what's going to be thrown to you. Can you imagine the damage that Barry Bonds would have done on steroids and knowing what the pitcher was going to throw?
He did damage before he was on steroids. That's what people don't understand. People want to say, oh, he did all he did on steroids. But he was the greatest, probably the best player of his generation even before he got on steroids. But he did. He's part of the steroids. But, God, I can't imagine him knowing a dead red fastball is coming. And he just tees off on it and hits it 450 feet. This guy's a we talked about this last week. Here's a guy that got walked 200 times a season in his heyday and was still batting 330 every year.
Mm-hmm. The point I'm making with this is that, of course, with the Astros cheating scandal, they put up some really good numbers when they knew what pitches were coming. But as a major leaguer, that's supposed to be, you know, like the Altuves and the Bergmans of the world, when you're supposed to be on that elite level, you would think that those types of guys, that if they know what's coming, the numbers that they're going to put up are going to be astronomical.
And they really weren't.
Not really.
So I'm afraid Major League Baseball is opening a Pandora's box, Jason, because if they keep digging on this subject, they're going to find
a lot
more than just the Astros and the Red Sox. They're going to find a lot of others, and I'm not sure they're ready for that.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia City Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiacitygrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Trap, trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings.
Yeah. Gotta be real. Makes me remember the old rapper, Jason.
The old rapper. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. What on God's green earth happened to the North Carolina Tar Heels? Does it take a monster crash to make the Daytona 500 watchable? Get well soon, Jamie Newman. Just when the NFC South thought the division was wide open, Drew Brees returns. Wait, Florida's naming their basketball court after Billy Donovan? Was he really that good of a coach? Did I miss the memo on that? Cleveland Cavaliers, I hope you learned an important life lesson. Never get a Michigan man to come to Ohio to get things done. The World Series trophy is a big hunk of metal, just as the Major League Baseball Commissioner's office is a big load of garbage. Trey Young, now dropping half a hundred. Luca who? Is there a group of old men that are more money hungry than the NFL owners? Your season and playoff is fine. Stop being greedy. Browns offensive lineman Greg Robinson, a.k.a. Marijuana Kingpin. Nick Markakis joins the list of angry big leaguers speaking out against the Astros. Did anyone know that Nick Markakis actually spoke? Stranger Things 4 is coming and Hopper is alive. And these are my thoughts.
I was blown away when I saw the teaser for Stranger Things 4 and Hopper was in it. I could not believe it.
What is that? What is that?
What is what?
Stranger Things 4.
Get out of here.
What is that?
Get out of here.
I mean, no. Who watches that kind of stuff?
No, I'm not doing this with you.
You're not doing it.
I'm not doing it with you.
Okay.
Stranger Things 4 is one of the most popular Netflix series of all time.
I watched, we watched Netflix a lot. Watched a weird movie the other night, a Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
Weird. It was called By the Sea. Hmm. Just not very good.
Okay.
They were peeking through a wall at their next door neighbors in this hotel. It was weird.
Is streaming or is it a DVD?
No, it's on Netflix streaming. I mean, it's
might check it out.
It's weird.
Also, Netflix streaming, we're getting a little off topic, but if you have the time and you're looking for good entertainment for you and your significant other, Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. You were telling me about that on the way down here.
It's insane. Hilarious, insane.
It's a little off topic. I want you to tune in.
It's a fun ride.
Something else I want you to tune in, man. It's really getting good. It's getting into crunch time. Monday night, 8 o'clock, The Bachelor.
Okay, moving on.
Great show, man. I love it.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our Twitter question of the week is up. Do you like the new proposed NFL playoffs? So last year you posed the question in the first segment, Kip. What teams would have gotten in that didn't get in last year under this new format? Those teams would have been a Steelers team that was 8-8 in the AFC and a 9-7 Rams team that would have gotten in under the current format. So basically you're adding two 500 football teams.
Those teams would not have made a difference in the NFL playoffs.
So why have them?
It's the same as why have an additional team in baseball that's probably going to be under 500.
The NFL already has 12 playoff teams that make it. You don't need to add two 500 teams at the bottom end of the playoffs.
This is
ridiculous.
That's the consistency that I'm talking about with you. This is what you do. It's okay to water down the MLB playoffs, but it's not okay water down the NFL playoffs.
You're not watering down the MLB playoffs with this format. You're making the MLB playoffs more interesting and better with the NFL playoffs.
Making it more interesting and better.
How? When you're only going to give the number one seed a first round bye. Everybody else plays.
Right. That makes it more exciting.
How does that make it more exciting?
That two seed last year was the Kansas City Chiefs. In the AFC, it won the Super Bowl.
Okay, so
they would have to play in the first round.
All right, so how much interest? Because if that would have gone down, you would have had the number two seed Kansas City Chiefs in the first round playing the 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers. How much interest does that draw from the NFL fan?
It would have drawn a lot of interest because people like you and I would have watched that game. That would have been an additional playoff game.
I wouldn't have watched that game.
Yes, you would have.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, you would have.
No.
Yes, you would have. And you'd have been here.
How are you going to tell me
you would
what
have watched the game and the Steelers would have won?
How are you going to tell me what game I would watch?
Because you would have come in here and said you called it if there would have been an upset. That's what you do.
That doesn't mean I'm going to watch the game.
Well, you'd have claimed you watched it.
Well, I mean,
and I picked this. Write this down. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs today. You'd have said that on this show.
And you're right. If the Pittsburgh if I call that upset and the Pittsburgh Steelers did it, I wouldn't have watched one single minute of that football game. I'd have gone and done something else with my day. But I'd have walked in here the next Saturday and I'd have said that I watched every single second and I told you so.
That's what you do.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village, wine and piano bars nightly. First call is 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers, and they are really good, by the way. And catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill. Jason, you realize I went on that line, on that reservation line on Valentine's Day, and they responded back to me in 5 minutes. Georgia Sea Grill.
That's impressive.
On top of their game, my man.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, a 5-minute response online, no phone call.
Have I told you the story about my Valentine's Day experience at the Georgia Sea Grill several years back?
You did tell me that story.
Okay, good.
You did.
Just wanted to make sure.
Good food, good restaurant. Big time sponsor for the Jason Bishop Show.
And it was a great Valentine's Day experience. I want to make that very clear to our listening audience. It's a story that's a good story that I feel a little embarrassed about telling on the air. But nonetheless, the experience with the Georgia Sea Grill was fantastic.
That's a good place to go. Love it.
Yeah. I could not write this down.
Okay.
Write it down. The DC Defenders of the XFL and the Houston Roughnecks are headed in a collision course for the XFL Super Bowl.
What is that called?
I don't know.
I mean, is it called WrestleMania? No, that's wrestling. Vince is the commissioner, right?
I don't know who's running the XFL. Okay. I mean, I know Vince's money is behind it.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's actually calling the shots. I wouldn't imagine that he'd be calling the shots because, I mean, I got to imagine the WWE takes up a ton of his time.
Yeah, well, what are they going to do? I know WrestleMania this year is in Tampa, so they're going to play, like, the championship game that afternoon, that Sunday afternoon, then have WrestleMania that Sunday night. That could be huge.
That would be huge. Now, in the XFL East, things are tight because, remember, the top two teams get in. There are four teams in the division. The DC Defenders are 2-0. St. Louis Battlehawks and the New York Guardians are both 1-1.
I like that Battlehawk name.
You got to get into the top two. So, you know, Tampa's not out of it. They're 0-2, but they got to show a lot of improvement because they haven't looked good the first couple
of weeks.
They
have not looked good at all. Former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray. What's Tampa's name again? The Vipers. Ugly uniforms, by the way. Tampa takes the cake for the ugliest uniforms in the XFL, in my opinion.
I disagree. I think they're sweet.
Ah, they're ugly, man.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy, it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South. The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. with a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
This is a great movie franchise as well.
I'm with you on this. I'm 100% with you on that. All right, so this is the segment where Kip takes the show hostage. Before we let him do that, let's go ahead and get to some business. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Catch 228 and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's Island is Catch 228, but that's not all. Happy hour from 4 to 6, daily specials, weekend Bloody Mary Bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris, Jekyll Brewings on tap, as well as several local beers, too, flip-flop friendly, and live music on the weekends. Look for specials on Facebook. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
And so now we cue the bed for Kip to take over the show. Sit back and sit tight because it's going to get bumpy.
Number 5 on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, and they're going to probably be a regular here for quite some time, the Houston Astros. Now the players are worried about the backlash they may face from fans. I've read stuff about people getting threats and people's family are getting threatened and things like that. And baseball has got to step in and figure out a way of how to protect the Houston Astros. So, man, I don't know. Wouldn't you have thought that if this ever came out and you got caught, you were going to feel some backlash from it?
Backlash, perhaps. Death threats? That's a little much.
That is a little much, but that's how our society is nowadays. So Houston, all the spring training is just engulfed by this, and it's disappointing.
I read the article where Josh Reddick was talking about that he and his family were getting death threats over this, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
Get a life, but that's the society we live in, unfortunately, these days. You get caught doing something, you know, let's just baseball, put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame and start repairing your image. Number 4.
Barry Bonds,
Roger Clemens.
Mark McGuire,
all of them. Number 4 on the butt hurt list this week, Golden State. 12-44, man, and they're not getting better anytime soon. 12-44, and they're looking like a strong candidate to be the number one pick in the NBA draft lottery.
I was just about to say that with Steph coming back next year with Clay, and Draymond's going to be there as well, healthy, and then they get a number top 5 pick.
They're back. They'll go from 12-44 to people talking about them being a contender out west again.
Right.
Number 3 on the butt hurt list, and this team was not going to be a contender anytime soon. At 15-40, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just think, a couple of years ago, Jason, you had Cleveland and Golden State in back-to-back NBA finals, and now they have the two worst records in the NBA.
That's crazy.
15-40, 12-44. So they are a combined 27-84.
That's the LeBron factor.
No, I don't know what factor it is, but the people on top, they go to the bottom real quick.
When LeBron was on Cleveland, he made them an NBA Finals team, and he made the Warriors better than what they really were because they had to play better to be able to beat him.
Yeah, whatever.
They're not motivated to play because he's
number
no longer
two
there.
On the butt hurt list this week.
He just cut me off.
Number 2 on the butt hurt list this week, Auburn basketball. They go to, man, they're all over. They 22-4 now, and they lost to Georgia this week.
Who needed the win.
Georgia's 13-13, and all I could hear in the stands when that game was ending was this, Jason. Just like football. Dun, 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 dun. Just like football. Auburn butt hurt this week. Can't seem to win games on the road. They can win at home. They struggle on the road. and also tied for number two, and you mentioned them in the weekend review. What is wrong with the North Carolina Tar Heels? They're 10-16. They're not even going to have a 500 regular season. 3-12 in the ACC. They have lost six conference games in a row.
3-12 at North Carolina in the ACC is unexcusable.
What in the world? What do you think James Worthy and Michael Jordan and Brad Daugherty and Antoine Jameson, Vince Carter, what are these guys sitting around saying?
Eric Montross.
The list goes on and on. These guys, 10-16. And number one on the butt hurt list, and I'm going to qualify this by saying, Ryan Newman walked away from that accident last Sunday,
mm-hmm.
or last Monday at Daytona. He walked out of the hospital this week, and he's doing well. Thank goodness for that. But number one on the butt hurt list this week, NASCAR. Come on, guys. You're sitting here, all this bump drafting. You're knocking people around the track. It's, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but you got to stop all this bump drafting and things like that. You just can't come up and just bump somebody out of the way. I mean, there's got to be, what are you waiting to get somebody killed again? I don't get it. Is it ratings? Nobody's going to the races anymore. You have an accident that generates a lot of interest in, you know, seeing if Ryan Newman was okay. But that seemed like the first time in years that NASCAR has gotten any publicity in the major mainstream sports, and it's because of an accident. It's because NASCAR is pushing the button. I think NASCAR deserves some criticism.
I am beyond that point with you, with that. You're right. NASCAR had, gosh, you know, just a short 5-6 years ago, had really worked its way into the mainstream sports media with some television contracts that now have expired. And once those contracts went away, the exposure of the sport went away, and frankly, it doesn't have enough of a national fan audience to do what they're attempting to do by putting these races all over the country. And yeah. And they're, you know, to your point, they're losing the general sports fan. The Daytona 500 might be the only race of the year that even gets a whisper of sports coverage nationally.
I watched it. You know, they had all these wrecks. The bump drafting on the super speedways has gotten out of hand. Ryan Newman's coming to the finish line to win a race, and he gets just knocked out. And I think NASCAR's got to step up and kind of legislate a little bit better, especially with the rough driving.
We'll put that on a Twitter question of the week. Would you be interested in NASCAR if wrecks don't happen? Right, because that's where NASCAR's got to get to get back. They've got to put themselves in position to be able to draw fan interest in the storylines, the racers, and the races themselves without having chaos happen on the track.
I mean, the pileups and all, I mean, they are kind of interesting to watch.
Well, those things are going to happen on their own.
But just because, you know, when you're sitting here and you're in 10th place and you're trying to get up front to have a shot to win, and you're just knocking people the heck out of the way and causing just massive pileups, and that's just, NASCAR's got to do something about it.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Please don't ever mention that name on this broadcast.
We were just talking in the break about the Braves young rotation that Kyle Wright, I believe, is going to have a breakout year, which would really set the Braves up pretty well moving forward with a young rotation of Mike Soroka, Max Fried, and Kyle Wright. And I had mentioned that, you know, maybe all three, one of the three, maybe all three of those guys might be able to get to the status of starting six consecutive opening days for the Atlanta Braves, much like Braves legend Julio Teheran.
He's not a legend. Where is he at now?
And Los Angeles.
Oh, he's playing for the Angels. Okay.
Yes, they're much improved.
Best of luck to Julio.
Yeah, it's always sad to see a legend go.
Best of luck. That's all I can say.
It's always sad. He started more opening days than Greg Maddux did.
So.
For the Atlanta Braves, Julio Teheran started more opening days than Greg Maddux did.
The Braves were not mediocre during Greg Maddux's years. Most of the Julio's years, they were mediocre.
What does that got to do with him starting opening day?
That means that's all they had at the time to put out there.
You can make an argument based on this, right?
We're not going to talk about Julio Teheran anymore on this show, are we?
You can make an argument, right? Like, Greg Maddux started five consecutive opening day for the Braves. Julio Teheran started six. So could you make the argument that as a whole, Julio Teheran was a better pitcher than Greg Maddux?
We got sponsors to read, man. Let's get to it.
Is that a no?
Man, I'm not wasting my time on this. I'm not falling in for this garbage. We got sponsors.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Farm Bureau and by Nat's Landing.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent would take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind, it says mind here on the read, you need. Come on by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Give them a call, 912-265-9175. See, trying to throw me off with the right, with the reads and everything. You really, come on, man. Is that... I know it's a slow sports day, but you really going to come on here and try to compare Julio Teheran and Greg Maddux? Please tell me you're not going to. Please tell our listeners this is not where you're trying to take them today.
The only point I'm trying to make.
Well, you don't need to make a point on that because it's just people. The listeners are going to say, oh, man, they're just trying to feel. They're just trying to kill time on here today.
The only point I'm trying to make is a factual one. Julio Teheran started more opening days for the Atlanta Braves than any other pitcher in history, which includes Greg Maddux. That's the only point I'm making, and that's a fact.
Well, he started six opening days. Okay, let's give him a plaque and say good luck in Anaheim, or excuse me, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Have a great career in the American League.
I really do like the Braves' young rotation, though.
Yes.
The injury to Cole Hamels, you already knew that you had the fifth spot that was going to be competed for, and really Sean Newcomb, Bryce Wilson, Kyle Wright, that's kind of what you thought, and Felix Hernandez. Now with the Hamels injury, you've got two of those spots that are going to be open. So you got, in my opinion, you got to figure Sean Newcomb, Kyle Wright, probably.
Both of those guys are good pitchers. They have elite arm talent. They got the potential to be elite starters in Major League Baseball.
Well, Sean Newcomb, the time is now. He's 26, 27 years old.
I think you just put him in there and just let him start every 5 days. I think he'll be fine.
And the Braves don't get a day off like the first month of the season, something like that. So you're going to have five starters break camp.
Yeah, so put him in there and let him get every fifth day, put him out there.
Trying to figure out the Braves lineup, you got to figure Acuna's going to hit first, Albie second, Freeman third, Marcelo Zuna fourth, and then I'm guessing Travis d'Arnaud fifth.
Who's going to come out of the...
Camargo?
Yes.
Sixth?
Dansby will probably bat eighth.
No, I think Dansby will hit in front of Inciarte. Oh, okay. Dansby seventh, Inciarte eighth.
Inciarte going to start?
It's either him or Markakis.
Markakis is a better hitter.
I mean, the vibe out of Atlanta Braves camp right now is that Markakis is going to start off on the bench.
Do you agree that he's a better hitter than Inciarte?
I mean,
is he a better hitter than Inciarte?
You look at Inciarte's averages the last few years, he always ends up around 290.
Who would you rather have at the plate with a game on the line?
I always feel like...
Markakis or Inciarte?
Well, Markakis is a much better clutch player hitter
than
Inciarte.
Then why don't you have the clutch player in the lineup every day?
There's a lot of people that don't do that.
Well, a lot of people don't win.
That's a good point, too.
I mean, we saw that last year in the divisional series.
I mean, I guess for my money, I do feel like that Markakis is a better hitter than Inciarte. But the thing with Inciarte that you cannot discount, and we certainly saw it when he got injured last year, he is elite level defensively. There is not a center fielder short of Mike Trout that is better defensively than Ender Inciarte.
So you put a guy out there, man. See, I struggle with these comparisons right here. I'll put a better hitter in the lineup before I put a better defender in the lineup, especially in the outfield. Now, you got an argument if you're talking about shortstop or second, then maybe we had that discussion. But in the outfield, you put your best hitter.
Well, Mark Hagas is a Gold Glover in his own right.
Yeah, he's a good player.
But Ender Inciarte is next level defender.
But he's not next level hitter. And the Braves,
I mean, he's been hitting like 280, 290.
The Braves' problem last year wasn't defense. It was hitting when they needed to hit. I mean, in pitching down the stretch.
I feel like their defense let them down in game five of the NLDS.
I feel like their manager let them down game five.
I think the manager let them down the whole series.
I think that's where you could, if you want to look at that entire series, it starts with Snit and goes from there.
Well, we'll see what happens with Mark Hagas and Inciarte. Personally, I think it's a tough call between Inciarte and Mark Hagas. Mark Hagas is a better all-around hitter. He's a better clutch hitter. But Inciarte, boy, when you think about him and Acuna, and Marcelo Zuna is not that great defensively, so you're going to need some help there.
Trade for Chris Bryant before the season starts.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
That's good stuff, man. See, you're coming along. Yeah,
this is awful.
During the break, Jason Bishop actually told our Facebook Live audience that he was going home this afternoon. It's cold. He's going to get a blanket. He's going to huddle up on the couch, and he's going to watch The Notebook.
Nobody said that.
Awesome.
Nobody said that.
Oh, man. He's coming along.
No one said that.
You're coming along, man.
No one said anything close to that.
Did you not say The Notebook during the break?
No, you said The
Notebook.
You
said you had a notebook.
I said I had a notebook at home that was full of predictions that I had made that had come true, that was very thick. And if you wanted me to prove it, that I would bring the notebook into this studio next Saturday to prove to you and to our listeners and our Facebook audience of all the predictions that I've had, that I've made, that have come true. And then you started with some garbage about me going home and watching The Notebook.
Now, what you said was that you've got a pot of soup in the crock pot. It's a cold day. You had some popcorn and you had some Dr. Pepper. You're going to curl up with a blanket on the couch and you were going to watch The Notebook. Hey, man.
It never happened.
Okay. Good deal.
And I will be the first one to tell you.
Good deal, man.
When things do happen.
You don't have to. I mean, I know we're live on the air now. We got Facebook Live audience there that can confirm this. So you don't need to back away from the stuff you're saying during break. It's okay. I mean, if you want to watch The Notebook, I've watched The Notebook.
I know it is.
I think it's a good movie.
It's worst movie. Top five worst movie of all time.
You're saying it's a bad movie now because we're live on the air, but that's not what you were saying during the break. We got sponsors to read.
Which isn't true. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Pristine Water and by The Strike Zone.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, tgi.strikezone.com.
Kip Brantz takes up regular residence in the virtual reality room at the Strike Zone because he certainly doesn't live in the real world.
I'm sorry, man. Did I outed you on The Notebook? It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's a good movie. I mean, you don't have to bottle up all these feelings inside, man. Just admit, yeah, I like the movie, and I'm gonna sit down, eat me some soup, eat popcorn, drink Dr. Pepper on a cold Saturday afternoon, and watch the movie. It's okay. It's a great movie. It's okay. We got a fight tonight.
Fury and Wilder.
I think it's going to be a good. The first fight was a draw, controversial draw. I mean, Wilder knocked him down in the 12th round, ended up being ruled a draw, knocked him down twice in the fight. I'm thinking Deontay comes out tonight and probably, this is a hard fight to call because they have two different styles. Fury is a boxer and he's great defensively. If it goes 12 rounds, I'm afraid he'll outpoint Deontay, but I think Deontay is going to get him tonight. I'm going to say Deontay Wilder with a ninth round TKO.
He's great defensively, like Ender Inciarte, next level.
Whatever.
In these fights, typically what you'll see in these rematches, you have against the big punchers versus the tactician type guys. In those rematches, what you typically see is the tactician go to work and basically undress the big puncher. I don't see that this is going to be any different. I don't know what the hype about this fight is for. It was a draw the first time in a fight that Fury got knocked down twice and got up. In most fights, that would mean that Wilder would win the fight.
That's two-point round if you get a knockdown, so... obviously, the judges thought that throughout that entire fight that Fury outboxed Deontay and racked up points.
And so think about that for a minute, Kip. He got knocked down twice in the fight, and then the judges gave the fight a draw, which means that outside those two knockouts or those two knockdowns, he pretty much dominated the fight.
It was a good fight. I mean, so, I've watched it two or three times now, and getting ready for this fight tonight.
Yeah, Fury. I'm going Fury.
I'm going to go Wilder. I think Wilder's going to get him tonight, and we'll see. Could be wrong. I wouldn't be surprised, though. It went either way. These are two.
Look at you spinning.
I'm picking Wilder, but it wouldn't shock me by any means if Fury won the fight.
I don't think, and I'm going on record with this, yeah. I don't think that Wilder has a snowball's chance in this fight. I just think Fury's the better boxer. The last fight, Wilder got in a couple of punches, and Fury still dominated the fight enough to bring it to a draw. So if he avoids being knocked down, he's probably just going to undress Wilder throughout the fight.
I watched the weigh-in. I watched the press conference this week. It's been pretty what you would expect in a big fight press conference. A lot of shoving, a lot of, you know, trash talking, and it's a typical big-time heavyweight match. The heavyweights boxing division's been down for so long. Now these two guys, Fury and Wilder, bringing some recognition back to the division, and I'm kind of excited about it.
What happens after this fight to the heavyweight division in boxing is the real question. Because you're right, you've got these two premier boxers that have been on a collision course. Here they are. What happens after the fight? Can they sustain interest beyond this fight?
I'm thinking if it turns out to be the fight that I expect tonight, probably be a third fight between the two.
And
that's probably coming.
Yeah, I mean, and I think you're right. And then that would also lend itself to possibly a fourth fight.
No, I don't think it'll go. It just depends on the outcome tonight. If this is another one of these deals where it's controversial, there'll be a third fight. But I think there'll probably be a third fight anyway.
I'm just saying there need to be some other players other than Wilder and Fury for the heavyweight division to sustain some type of notoriety and interest from the general public.
Boxing is a sport now that's been overtaken by MMA
mm-hmm.
in the popular culture here in the U.S., and they've got to do something to recapture the glory that the boxing had in the Ali years of the 1970s, even in the Tyson years of the 80s when Mike Tyson was so dominant. Boxing just doesn't have those characters anymore.
And I don't know, with the emergence of the MMA stuff, UFC, I don't know that boxing's ever going to be able to recapture that, because now, you know, that group of people that become boxers, they start going to MMA instead.
They do.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140.
WKBX, Kingsland.